all crowded in that night, and I was anxious and hopeful and fearful for every one of them. No, I didn't want to watch the numbers trickle in with a big group. I just wanted to be at home with Bruce. That night, we did what we always did, toggle back and forth between a television show and the election results, sitting on the couch, eating popcorn, drinking beer, and hoping for the best. Ballers was terrific. The 2016 election, not so much. The first sign of trouble was how quickly several Senate races were called for Republicans. Indiana, Florida. Suddenly, candidates we thought would win were struggling. Russ in Wisconsin and Katie in Pennsylvania. And then it looked like Hillary was in trouble, too. It was like watching a train wreck in slow motion. One car hurtled off the tracks, then another crumpled, then fires and explosions and bodies flying everywhere. As I watched the White House slip away and the Democratic losses mount, I knew that a lot of people would spend weeks analyzing what had gone wrong, how this moment had come to pass. There would be lots of pundits, I always knew. Lots of partisans. Of course, this loss happened because they... Lots of political types, certain that they could have done it all much, much better. Sure, there would be endless autopsies of the 2016 campaigns. But as that long night wore on, I found myself thinking,